From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Governors in at least six U.S. states have authorized the arming of personnel at National Guard facilities following Thursday's deadly attacks in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The governors of Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas issued the orders as security at recruiting centers comes under increased scrutiny in the wake of the shootings. Meanwhile, a U.S. Navy petty officer who was shot Thursday at a military support center has died. Petty Officer Randall Smith is the fifth person to die in the shootings. 24-year-old Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz unleashed a barrage of fire at a recruiting center in Chattanooga. He then drove several kilometers away to a Navy and Marine Reserve center where he shot and killed four Marines and seriously wounded Smith. Abdulaziz was later shot to death by police. U.S. President Barack Obama says this past week's deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said without the deal, the world risks having another war in its most volatile region.
Without this deal, there would be no limits on Iran's nuclear program. There would be no monitoring, no inspections. The sanctions we rallied the world to impose would unravel. Iran could move closer to a nuclear weapon. Other countries in the region might race to do the same, and we'd risk another war in the most volatile region in the world.
Earlier Saturday, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal. He called the U.S. arrogant and said Iran would never bow to what he called the enemy's excessive demands. This is VOA News.